Hey there, how would you like to take a trip to summer camp? A sexy summer camp. And even better, you can bring your kids too. What? This is a thing. This is a thing that's come out very recently. It's been going on for quite a while. But Chris Rufo and Libs of TikTok have recently unearthed that there is a sexy summer camp called Sexy Sex Ed for people, for children and people in rural Kentucky. Now, this is going on, I believe, in the Appalachian mountainous regions of Kentucky, where we have these lovely, sexy people teaching your children about such various subjects as sex liberation, gender exploration, BDSM.
Before we get any further, I remember when the right used to smear sex ed as like, they're not teaching you about how to have safe sex, but instead they're teaching your kids how to do sexual acts.
Yes.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
Right, okay. So yes. There's another coin in the right was right about this, apparently.
Yeah, it's really annoying because, honestly, I'm the sort of person who does believe that a good and appropriate, age-appropriate sex education is probably very healthy for people growing up, as long as it's age-appropriate. None of this seems to be age-appropriate for the sorts of people that they're teaching. And even then, sex worker? Is that what you want to be learning about?
I remember when they did this at university, they were going to teach kids to be prostitutes. Sorry, adults to be prostitutes.
Yeah.
That was considered haram at the time, but apparently for kids.
But in rural Kentucky, right. A-OK. Yeah. So let's take a look at a few of the people who are in charge of this. And if you go looking for this, sadly, you will not be able to find these profiles anymore because these people have all done their best to try and scrub it off of the internet and scrub a few things that I actually had access to yesterday off the internet as well. So I've had to improvise with a few of the links here. So this is the woman in charge of it all, Tanya Turner. And her description is as such. Tanny is a femme, fat, queer, magical pleasure worker, a witch.
It's all one description.
Yep. Educator and artist. She was raised in rural Kentucky by a host of witchy women alongside sisters and cousins, a coven-like mountain matriarchy, if you will. This sounds like a well-adjusted and sane person so far.
I was raised by witches and I've turned out a train wreck.
Yes, and now I am a magical prostitute. With over a decade of rural organizing practice towards healing, abolition, and liberation, she fantasizes about a whole other world. And it sounds like she lives in a whole other world as well, to be honest. We also have a few of the others, including Caitlin Cummings, whose name I can only assume is a pun of some form, who says, just to sum all of this up at the bottom, it says, Caitlin loves her plants, social justice, and good food, which is absolutely fantastic because I also am a fan of good food.
I love good food too, Harry. Very good food.
Great food, in fact. Nutritious, healthy. Look at the nutrition on this. I mean, goodness gracious.
I mean, I paid for this, not to worry either.
All right, in it together. It's together strong.
The life of Tanya. Oh, sorry, Caitlin.
Mm.
Well, probably Tanya too, let's be honest. That's enough of that.
Yeah. To be honest, not as bad as I was expecting, but not what I would call good food.
Mm. But Caitlin might.
Yes, but Caitlin might. We also have Lara Helene. Where it says, Lara, who is a they, so for the sake of YouTube, I don't want to go around misgendering them. Lara founded their school's first gender sexuality alliance, Open Light, which now has 45 members. And when that's one of the only achievements that you can list in your life, I question what you've been doing with your time. But you get the picture with these people, which is that noble as their aims might be, these are not, no. In terms of like the you state aims, I want to make sure the kids get a healthy sex education. But, yes, you have to put it in quotation marks. These are not the sorts of people that I would want teaching my kids about sex.
I think we agree
sex
on what healthy is, you know?
No, I agree that this is not healthy because, as always with these things, it does eventually slide over into just outright noncery. Let's take a look at the next clip where, once again, Chris Rufo, I don't think you can find this clip anywhere but this tweet right now because, understandably, they've probably been like, this looks really bad, actually. Let's play it so that we can all see what she's saying.
That's how we should, you know, like get down with yourself, explore your own body. Masturbation is really healthy, and I recommend it to people of all ages. All ages. As soon as my nephews could talk, they were doing that. That's what they were doing. Kids touch themselves. Kids start to ask questions, and we teach them the language for their bodies, right? That's your nose. Touch your nose. Show Auntie you can touch your nose. But my sister's not saying that when they're tugging at their penis, right? But it feels good, right? We have to learn ways to talk to young people about this so that they know how to explore their body consensually so that it's not in public, right? We don't want people exploring their bodies in public. That's not consensual. But exploring your body at any age, grandmas, grandpas, all of us need to be exploring our bodies.
I don't know, man, like Pride, the Pride parades explore their bodies in public.
Well, she's wrong there.
Okay, she's, all right.
She's saying from zero up, we should be teaching people to touch themselves.
I'm waiting for the steel man.
That's as steel as it gets.
Oh, okay, there you go.
She thinks that a two-year-old should be masturbating because it feels good, right? That's her own words.
Yep, it's insidious, isn't it? Also, big point to make out, not her kids. Her nephew, her sister, and she even
specifies... Does she have any?
I very much doubt it. I very much doubt it. She mentions, like, oh, my sister's not saying that to her. So her sister is explicitly not saying, hey, daughter, hey, son, you should be masturbating. But the weird, creepy auntie is coming in and go, yeah, go on, tug it a little bit more. Oh, it's good for you. It's awful.
It is the joke of, like, the creepy nephew who won't leave you alone, but it says you've really grown recently.
This is the creepy auntie
who's like, you should touch yourself because queer feminism.
Yeah, it's really strange. And also, just as a general statement, sex addiction and masturbation and masturbation addiction, not healthy.
Hang on, I'm not even sure this can be called masturbation. I don't know what age it becomes a thing. I mean, no one remembers, right? But, like, it wasn't two.
No, it really wasn't too. Your job as a guardian, an adult around children, should be to sort of guide them in the right direction. And I don't think this is guiding them in the right direction. Somehow, that look on your face, you agree with me. More Chris Rufo. This is just evidence of the fact that they'd been trying to scrub their information from the internet. So this is what you can find now if you enter in the URL where you could find all of the individual information. And there's more of that. They still do have a Facebook page up with a grand total, scroll down.
One star.
of 86 likes, which is actually one more than yesterday when I looked it up. So their profile has been boosted, seemingly. And the page is full of exactly the sort of rubbish that you would expect from these people. They are all intersectionalists, after all, so it's all about sexual abolition, gender
abolition. Whatsoever.
Yeah, let's talk of sexy trans sex ed, stuff like that. And just to sum up the Facebook page and sum up, if you move along to the next link, John, here's one of their posts from May 2020. There is no sexual liberation while prisons exist. I mean, not for rapists. But
look, yeah, it's a barrier. Prison is a barrier to real liberation, so the rapists should just roam free because that's their sexuality, bro.
Hey, man, I'm sure...
I'm looking forward to the pride flag. Rapist pride flag.
I'm sure these people support trans rights, so...
I was thinking more in general as well, not just those in prison for rape.
Obviously in general, but it seems like with these sorts of people, you can only get a package deal. They have one talking point. They will share all of the talking points.
I was actually quite surprised that she at least agreed with me on one thing, which is not in public, which is actually going against her own ideology.
Actually, you've got a point there. It's very rare that you hear them say, maybe keep it behind closed doors. If you're going to molest your kids, keep it behind closed doors.
She said that she didn't want you masturbating in public. Yeah, it's like, okay, that's a barrier.
That's a really low bar.
But then through her own ideology, her own group, that's a barrier, lady. Why are you kink shaming?
Yeah, good point, actually.
If you're saying that prisons are some kind of oppression of sexual liberation for the rapists, then why the hell are you concerned with doing stuff in public at all?
Yep.
There's also that.
Good points, but... And we can see...
The only comment is just like, I'm anti-prison, but this one I don't get.
even one of their 86 fans is like, dude, you've lost me here. Come on. What does this mean? If we move along, they do still have their website up, which you can still access. And it's filled with the sort of talking points. We all deserve to understand our bodies and desires. And stop here. Here's a description of their stuff. Sexy Sex Ed is a workshop series that compels teenagers and people of all ages to openly discuss personal and political consent. sexual safety and anatomy. Now, I've got a question because I really don't understand this. What's political consent?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is that when you're like, you politically agree with the person you're effing? Like,
I imagine that's the only thing that I can Google understand. It. Which, yeah, look it up for me, because it just sounds to me like the sort of thing where it's like, I have to. Did you vote Democrat? No, then sorry, pants are going back on.
Political concept has turned up, and that's not me misspelling it.
But maybe it's a very unique and narrow field that only these guys cover. Mm. You know, it's really confusing. And then they've got more. Using visual and performance arts, open dialogue and popular education methods, sexy sex ed fills a vital gap in reproductive education as a creative cultural healing solution in rural Appalachia.
Performance art. Do you remember that meme? I'm a performance artist.
Yeah.
For people's deep, dark fantasies. That's what I'm imagining this is.
It really is. I think scroll down, because there was a video that I could watch. Yeah. I watched the video yesterday. Gone.
Moved by the uploader.
These guys saw that Chris Rufo shared them and have gone into full damage control. I am honestly shocked that the website is even still accessible, because it doesn't look like they're getting much good coverage from anybody, which is kind of understandable. Sadly, the actual sexy sex ed summer camp has been going on for about 10 years, and the most recent one already happened last year, and that's where I'm getting a lot of the information from. They didn't actually do it in person because of COVID. They did it over FaceTime.
But that means
FaceTime.
There's been 10 years of cohorts that they've...
Yes, 10 years of intersectional brainwashing of children, which I'm not shocked. There's probably been much more of that than just these people. In fact, there has been much more than that. Yeah, the video actually explained that when they started off, they wanted to sort of have parents in attendance to make sure the parents could overlook everything. But I don't know. I somehow doubt that's going to be something that they carried on, but that's just speculation on my part. But let's also take a look at the workshops. Once again, these documents were available yesterday and actually had the link up for them. But we go to look for them today. All of a sudden, everybody's access has been revoked. Click on the images just so that we can see them. I'll just take you on a run through of the sort of stuff that they're teaching about. So, Sex With Me, Self-Pleasure Workshop. This workshop will include discussion, games, and some hand-on practice on hands. So they're going to
For people who don't speak commie gibberish, praxis means doing the thing, so doing the ideology. So when they're like, yes, masturbation praxis, but what is that?
Well, it says practice.
Oh, sorry, I thought
you said
practice.
Yeah, I was confused for a moment. Yeah, it says practice on hands, which basically means...
Oh, so they're just saying it outright.
Yeah, they're just... Okay. It's literally just practice. It's like, here's what do you think this is, kids?
I thought they'd at least try and cover it up by saying praxis. That's why I thought you said... But no, they're just going to say this practice.
No, so, okay. See, you're used to these sorts of people kind of like...
a very thin veil.
Yeah, having at least some kind of mask. These people didn't even try that. And there's more, because obviously that sounds very strange. It sounds like an excuse to try and simulate sex acts on teenagers.
Sounds like a nonce.
Yep, sounds noncey. Reproductive health, the basics and beyond. Facilitators will review some of the basics and beyond of human sexuality, including anatomy and physiology, sexual pleasure, and gender identity, because you've got to throw the gender ideology in there as well. Gender diversity. Participants will learn about sex assigned at birth, which is easily one of my least favourite phrases of the modern era, because it's just nonsense.
You're not assigned a penis.
Yeah.
You're given one by biology.
It's an observation of your biology. But biological sex and gender identity, and how and why they might be different from what we learned in school. This one that I'm about to mention doesn't even have a description. It's just a workshop called Oversexualization and Policing of Blackness. And you're just left to figure out what that will mean in and of itself. What does this have to do with sex education?
Oversexualization of blackness and then policing of blackness? Or
so are you saying that we already oversexualize them? Here's how to police black people.
Stupid sexy policemen making black people too sexy. I don't know what that means.
It's really weird. It is really weird. Yeah, and then if you move over to the next image that he's got here, there's some more ones. So, navigating sex, pleasure, and liberation as a differently abled person. And I believe, yeah, this is where we get some of the weird stuff. In this workshop, I will give information, tips, advice, etc. to folks who are differently abled, like myself, and on the road to sexual liberation, discovering their bodies, being a sex worker, or hiring sex workers, navigating relationships, and more.
Could you imagine that conversation?
Yeah,
you may be disabled, but you could be a prostitute.
Yep, but And if you're disabled, you can still hire a prostitute. In fact, meet Vicky. This is her future career choice. They're just pairing them up in the classes. Right. I mean, honestly, imagine being like a 13-year-old kid and you go to this.
Brad and Melinda, here we go.
And you're just like, I don't. My parents don't give me enough pocket money for a prostitute, sorry. What are you spending your money on, little Timmy, on the weekends? I mean, seriously.
Cheap prostitute, surely.
Yeah. And then there is actually, potentially, a useful thing in here for young girls, which is cycle tracking. Fertility awareness is a life-changing system of tracking your body's signs as they change throughout your menstrual cycle. Getting to intimately know what your body is doing and observe its changings throughout the months can teach you all kinds of things about your health and wellness. So, shockingly, some actual useful stuff in there, which is why I hate that this sort of thing is always taken over by crazy ideological leftists, because there is some genuinely useful things for kids to get to know in this sort of stuff. Yeah, also, but she's two. Good point, John. This is why I think it should be age appropriate, because the laws in Kentucky, I looked them up. If you go along to the next one, obviously, I do think that they have to do some sex ed stuff, but for only for half a point, and I'm always also kind of like, is nowadays very hesitant on the idea of state schools teaching sex ed. I'm, to be honest, I'm hesitant of state schools teaching anything to anybody, but they have to do a required abstinence education, so they have to be told about abstinence from sexual activity is the desirable goal for all school-aged children. Fair. Abstinence from sexual activity is the only certain way to avoid unintended pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, and other associated health problems. Also fair.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
That is the guaranteed way.
It is true. And also, the best way to avoid sexually transmitted diseases and other associated health problems is to establish a permanent mutually faithful monogamous relationship. Also true.
So I can get that these are ideals, but this is where I also get worried, because you must remember like the debates in olden times.
Yes.
The good old days when people were like, we'll have abstinence in schools and not tell them about safe sex at all.
That's my worry as well. If you only need to do half a credit of this sort of thing and you maybe only talk about abstinence, people aren't going to be getting the proper information and they could be putting themselves at risk when they actually do and start to engage in sexual activities with other people, especially, you know, when you're a teenager and you don't know any better. But I think that's the worry, is that
the solution to that worry is not what is going on at sexy summer camp.
That's the problem. The sexy sex ed stuff is always what comes about in response to it. Because, move along, this is what these people... No, to the next link, John. This is what these people think of as appropriate sex education, which is this book, Genderqueer, which we covered quite extensively as part of the stuff that was going on in the Virginia elections where Youngkin won. This was the book that got a lot of the Democratic candidates in trouble, because it's just a comic book that was available to very young kids, that has illustrations of like lesbians sucking on strap-ons and the like, and it's like, this is not appropriate for young children.
Is that a crime?
It must not be, because nobody got arrested for it, but they did get voted off.
I do wonder, like, if you purposely show a child pornography, is that a crime?
I would hope so.
I guess we'll see.
But once again, nobody got arrested for it, so I can only assume that it isn't. But yeah, this is what they think is appropriate, and I think that within conservative and classically liberal circles, you probably... No.
Yeah, sex education should be about education.
Yeah,
not,
it should be about
not
education.
Fetish weirdos.
But I think parents, it's really awkward, because did you ever get the talk from your parents?
Oh, I've said before, my dad didn't bother.
He
tried it with my eldest brother, and that went terribly. So then for the next 2 years, he was just like, nah.
That's what I had the, like, a half a sentence from my dad, where he's just like, wear a condom, by the way. that was it. I think
you're like, Dad, I'm 20, get out.
But I think that if we want to be able to take power away from these crazy ideologues, we do need to get a little bit more comfortable with being a bit open with kids about relationships and stuff, at least when it's age appropriate.
Well, also because you know that the parent isn't a fetishist,
like, yes,
of course horrible things happen in the world, but there's a much higher chance that as the parent you're unlikely to do anything super weird and out of place and perhaps noncery.
Yeah,
but as we've seen with people who are just random strangers who work in the school system.
Yes, I absolutely agree. So my takeaway from this is parents, don't send your kids to camps like this. Keep them away from deranged leftists, please.
If you appreciate that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as a Bose interview here with Simon Webb, or you may know on YouTube as History Debunked or Debunked. But if you want to find out what else we're putting out, you can always follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com. Thank you and goodbye.